The man who took 17 people hostage in a cafe in Sydney on Monday was carrying an illegally owned firearm. Two people died along with the gunman at the Link Cafe during the 16-hour siege. Dr. Samantha Bricknell from the Institute of Criminology has carried out extensive research into illegal firearm ownership in Australia. She says authorities believe there are well over 200,000 illegal firearms circulating within the Australian community.
Well, we do know, and it has been estimated by the Australian Crime Commission, that we probably have around 250,000 illegal long arms, and that is rifles and shotguns in Australia, and potentially 10,000 illegal handguns in Australia. We don't know when they moved from the licit into the illicit market, but they certainly are in circulation at present in Australia.
What about importation? Is that a growing problem?
There's been a lot of talk about the role of importation into Australia, illicit importation of firearms into Australia, and certainly with the seizure of handguns in New South Wales a couple of years ago, there was a lot of talk about the extent to which illicit importation contributed to the illicit firearm market in Australia. We did some analysis using a National Firearm Trace database that is held by the Australian Crime Commission, and it actually demonstrated with the data that was available at the time that illicit importation had not been a significant contributor to the illicit firearm market. There are actually other avenues that were contributing firearms to that illicit market.
Is it accurate to suggest that the majority of people who have guns illegally have obtained them through theft?
Well, certainly the data suggests that theft has played a role in terms of handguns moving into the illicit market. But when we looked at restricted handguns, and they are handguns that are restricted under the current firearms laws, theft contributed about 31% of handguns in the illicit market. And when we looked at the non-restricted handguns, it contributed 50% of those handguns in the illicit market. The picture is a little less clear with long arms. We have in Australia, which is quite unique to Australia, something called the grey market, which is effectively rifles and shotguns that were not registered or surrendered at the time of the 1996 reforms. And that is the prominent source of rifles and shotguns into the illicit market. But theft still accounted for around 12%, between 4% and 12% of illicit long arms that had been seized by police.
That's Dr. Samantha Bricknell from the Institute of Criminology.